Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, it's been an interesting week. Last week was interesting for a couple of different reasons and in a couple of different directions. One thing was the filibuster. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who is running for president on the Republican side, as you all know, he did the 10-hour filibuster thing, busting on the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act going dark on June 1st, so all the arguments over that and what was going to happen. Ultimately, he thinks the Patriot Act should die, and there are some that agree and some that don't. Many of you completely agree, but I also got plenty of emails like this one from Jake in Austin, who says, boy, as much as I hate government overreach, Kate, I think that we have to have the ability to go in and tap into phones and to look at emails. I know it's a dicey situation, and maybe I'm looking at this wrong. I guess I vote for the telecom companies holding the metadata. Yeah, so maybe that might be the answer. That was one of the tweaks that was being considered, certainly in the House. They were bouncing that over to the Senate. Speaking of bouncing, boy, the New England Patriots, the former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez, who was in court last week for the first time since being found guilty of first-degree murder in mid-April, had a large neck tattoo that it looked like it read, and I was looking at it just before I popped on the air, lifetime is what it says. But it's apparently not the whole tattoo, but when it said lifetime, that's the first thing you saw. I guess you can't really see the bottom, but it says lifetime loyalty on it. Lifetime loyalty. I mean, really. Lifetime is how long he's going to be in prison, because it was a mandatory life sentence, no chance for parole. And he was in court, actually, for a witness intimidation trial after he shot a friend who made a remark about his involvement in a double homicide. So he pled not guilty to those charges. So crazy when you think of Hernandez being this incredible football player and what an unbelievable unraveling of his life and what happened with a friend and now convicted of murder. Wow. Unbelievable. So he's getting some tattoos. He must be making some friends in prison, I suppose, but very strange. And then Robert Kraft saying that, you know what, we're just going to accept what the NFL has dished out, meaning the $1 million fine and the loss of the draft picks and everything else that goes along with that. He's not challenging it. And I don't know, it makes you wonder why. It's very un-Kraft-like, I think, other than, I guess, he's decided, and this is my conjecture, that he doesn't want to go through the back and forth, the constant conversation about Deflategate, and who knows what his conversation was with Roger Goodell, because Roger Goodell had a conversation with him, with Robert Kraft, and then when he left that meeting is when, it was ultimately when that came out that he wasn't going to challenge it, but, you know. Fascinating stuff, absolutely fascinating. And since we're kind of on a little twist of the sports theme here on this Memorial Day weekend, how about David Letterman's last show? I mean, everybody who was anybody showed up at the David Letterman show for the send-off, including Peyton Manning, who was on Letterman's final top 10 list. So there was sort of time for everybody to get there and see him, and he was wheeled out for his on the final late night top 10, which I think is brilliant. His favorite longtime reoccurring guests came to read off the last top 10 list ever. So how about that? Peyton Manning makes that cut. I mean, you gotta love that. So his favorite guests, and he was one of the people on the list. How cool is that? Yeah. And then of course, you know, who else was on that list? Jim Carrey was on the list. Jerry Seinfeld made the list. It was pretty interesting. I think it was very clever to do it that way, to have the final show have all of those people on it, because that's a long, 33 years. Can you believe it? 33 years doing that show. And now, I said this the other night, can you name the guy who is replacing David Letterman? I think, no offense to him, but I think most people can't name him. Maybe that's a good thing, because that may help him, and, you know, I don't know, that might help him in the end, because he's kind of anonymous, I suppose. And when you come upon Memorial Day, if you're listening to me, and you think of hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, cookout kind of stuff, I also think of barbecue. And I saw an interesting story the other day about what people like to vote for, best barbecue. Where is the best barbecue in the United States? And, you know, the answer is barbecue is different in parts of the United States. So barbecue means something different, and barbecue is different. I remember spending some time in North Carolina, and of course barbecue there has vinegar on it. It's not all saucy like the Texas barbecue is, or the barbecue in Memphis is a completely different thing. So I don't know. It's when it's wide open and you're trying to come up with best barbecue, and there's not a lot of parameters, I think it's kind of tough. I mean, I could tell you my place. There's a place called Dickie's that I really, really like. There's another Memphis chain, and it's Red Hot and Blue, and I think they've got good barbecue, but they have really good ribs. But that's a little bit different. So some night we'll go through, and everybody can chime in for a segment and tell me where they think the best barbecue ever is. I mean, we've talked about coffee before. You know how I feel about coffee. That's easy. That's Wawa. And you can only get that in a couple of places. I think now in Florida they have some Wawas. They do in South Jersey. They do in Philadelphia. One thing that they don't have in any of the places that I mentioned, any of those wonderful places where you may be from them, Sarasota, Florida, or Texas, somewhere in Texas, or somewhere in New Jersey, is flying cars. But they say there's going to be flying cars in 2017. And I was looking at a prototype for the flying car, and I thought it was so cool. There's a PAL V, it's called, from the Netherlands, and they're already taking orders for it, and they think that they're going to start the deliveries in 2017, which is why they're saying 2017. And then there's another group, a California-based group called Mueller International, and they've been taking deposits, and they say they could start selling their flying cars by next year. Of course, they'd have to have aviation permission. And there's another, the Mueller Sky Car. It's kind of vertical. It sort of looks like a drone car. It's really strange, but really cool looking. I mean, they have to pass all kinds of tests, because can they be on the road, and can they fly? It seems so odd, doesn't it? I mean, it's really a plane that's a car, but it looks, some of them really look more like cars, and some of them look like cars with wings. I mean, like a sort of gyrocopter style, I guess. And the prototypes have met the road regulations in Europe and the United States. That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? To see a car come down out of the sky and land. Isn't that like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? I mean, are we like a Disney film? I'm just saying. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, Twitter bird. Tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Any little thing will do.
Every little tweet's a winner. You can do it too.
Yes, tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet. It's up to you. In 140 characters, I'll tell you what I eat.
On Twitter, I post random artsy pictures of my feet. I'm staying up to date with friends while walking down the street.
Yes, Twitter's pretty sweet.
I'm literally Twittering. My life is now complete. It's literary, littering with every single tweet. You think that you're so cool, retweeting things like tools. You're all a bunch of fools.
Hashtag nature!
Tweet a little tweet on Twitter, every little thing you do.
Every single tweet's a winner, you can do it too.
Just tweet a little tweet on Twitter, everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet, it's up to you.
Now get your popcorn out, let's watch your head to head.
I'm running on Twitter. Includes engagement rings, the Chicago Bears, prom dresses, and Melanie Griffith. What do they all have in common? Well, again, they're trending on Twitter. Let's start with engagement rings. So what's the big deal about engagement rings, and why is that trending on Twitter? Because someone put one honking big engagement ring, which was actually a wedding ring, and I think it was Kim Kardashian, whose hand could fall off with the size ring that she is sporting around now. And then that started the conversation about engagement rings. So all kinds of rings have been posted. You know, it's not the size of the ring, ladies. I'm just saying, it's not the size of the ring. And then it's Melanie Griffith. So why is Melanie Griffith trending on Twitter? Well, that's because her home, along with Antonio Banderas, their luxurious estate, is up for sale at a mere $16 million. Yeah, $16 million. They split about a year ago, so they own this California pricey property for 16 years, and they'll probably make a nice chunk of change once it's sold. And there is that, you know, curiosity factor.
the celebrity homes sometimes go for a little bit more. There's just something about celebrity homes. Prom dresses. Now, why would they be trending? Because people are posting prom dresses. Who cares? The prom is great when you're 15, 16, and 17, but then you forget about the dress and, oh, the horrible hairdo that you were sporting around when you thought you looked so darn good. We all remember those days, and if you're listening to me at 16, oh, you should be getting your rest, especially if you have to think about going to the prom. Oh, I can't even think back. You know, since I knew it was trending, I decided I would go and look at a picture. I almost was brave enough to post it. And I looked decent enough, I guess, in a way, but we had horrible hairdos. I thought, I just can't do that to myself. I can't even look at this hairdo. I looked like I had a sunken-in chest, too, because you had those spaghetti trap. You had those trap dresses. You had those spaghetti strap dresses, and it was, of course, elegant. My mother was very classy, and it looked pretty. But we all had, like, these kind of sunken chest or shoulders or something. It was, I think, the way they posed us. So the poses looked funny. Anyway, I certainly don't want to go there. Grey's Anatomy. Also trending, 421,000 tweets about Grey's Anatomy. How long has that show been on? Talk about hairstyles. Kids that were born at the first episode are now teenagers. So it was a shocking twist. And the shocking twist is McDreamy is dead. And people are in mourning. Yep, the wrath of Twitter. Patrick Dempsey gone. Killed off in the episode. Of course, he had been there forever and a day, and his career was revitalized thanks to Shonda Rhimes. Just stunning. It was traumatic. And people watched and watched and watched. They couldn't get enough of it. And that's what happens. It's the last year, so people die. That's what happens. You hit a certain number in a series, and what is the twist? What is the twist? The twist is you have to kill people off. You have to do something to shake things up. So you have things. I'm going to tell you what some people tweeted. Let's do that. How about Nora, who says, do you know how exhausting it is to get the ugly cry for 40 minutes straight? I wish I didn't. 11 years of watching, 11 years from Miss M, who says, and I have never been this angry or upset over an episode. Everyone is gone. Lauren says, biggest knot in my throat. Mike says, Grey's Anatomy, I'm never watching this show again. Goodbye. Not coming to school either. So I have to get over it, but I'm not going to watch it anymore. All right, how about this one? Jennifer Gasborough said, I don't even know what to think right now. Is convinced he really wasn't dead. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. Amanda Kathleen says, worst fictional death ever. And then there was this. Kayla says, I really feel like one of my best friends just died watching the end of that episode. Goodbye, Mick Dreamy. Courtney Renee says, I refuse to believe that just happened. Amber Bear, I cannot believe that happened. I've never cried so hard at a show before. Lots of tears. So who benefits? Kleenex. Oh, a run on Kleenex. That's what happened. Because everybody was reaching for them. Wow. So we move from that to Extreme Shakespeare. Over 15,000 tweets about the trend of extreme Shakespeare. So what is extreme Shakespeare? Extreme Shakespeare has kinds of things like this. Jay Davis says, pray the sir, doth thou even lift? Extreme Shakespeare. Hamster says, the Merchant of Endor. Extreme Shakespeare. How about this? Cat will mew, Snoop Dogg will have his day. Extreme Shakespeare. Abed says, to be or not to be, that is awesomely amazing question. Todd Spence says, 12th Dark Night. Marty Rudoy says, all the world's a stage and Madonna just fell off it again. Touche. How about this? Queen Waffle says, this evening's hashtaggery has become one grand comedy of errors. Very clever. I'll give you a few more because I know you're just rolling. This one, Derek says, this above all, to thine own self be awesome and don't conform to what society says. Extreme Shakespeare. Hamlet, it go, from Holden. How about this? She likes hoverboard, hoverboard. Where art there? Hoverboard. I kind of get it. How about this? Bill the Butcher says, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have Shark Week thrust upon them. Extreme Shakespeare. I like Shark Week. Andy says, don't hate the player, hate the stage. Then we've got, I'll give you a couple more. Again, I know you're just rolling in this. Izzy's probably reaching for yet another root beer at this point. Greg says, wherefore art thou, little Romeo? So you have to have a twist with it. Check your tights. It's time to play Extreme Shakespeare. Check out these examples and keep the game going. So that's the idea. What's cool is they got that many tweets. So somebody decided, oh, this would be funny. Let's do Extreme Shakespeare. And then other people chime in. And they give their, you know, they give their Shakespeare a try. Throw in a modern twist. I thought RJ had one of the best. Julius, seizure-inducing strobe lights. Because, you know, think of midnight. Lance Gould had much Mountain Dew about nothing. I'll give you one more. It was tough to find them. How about this? Josh Stern said the taming of the shrooms. Get it? The taming of the shrooms. Yeah, that's the 140-character world, folks. Sometimes you try to come up with the laughs. There is something funny that is on Twitter, I think. Often you'll get some good stuff. It's called Funny or Die. And Funny or Die sometimes is pretty funny, and that's the whole idea about it. All right, that's trending on Twitter. Stay with us. Coming up next, yes, we're talking about the Britt McHenry saga as she's back on the air. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Extend your life with
Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Talking a lot about Britt McHenry and, of course, how she unloaded at the tow services office on the woman who was behind the counter. It's crazy. It's gone viral many, 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 many times. It's been well over a week and a half, and still she's the butt of many, many jokes. But in all seriousness, she gets suspended for a week. And I'll tell you, we did a little poll here on America Tonight a couple of days ago, and most people felt as though she should have been fired, that if she were a man, she would have been bounced from ESPN for sure. Jared Breaux joins us. He's been on the show many times, crisis communications expert. Jared, first of all, when you first heard the story about Britt McHenry, were you kind of surprised at what a mean girl she was and how personal those attacks were?
I have two daughters, and I remember sitting and watching the movie Mean Girls with her, and the resemblance of her to the star of that movie, the Regina George character, was just uncanny. And I'll be honest with you, I had no idea who Britt McHenry was until about a month ago. And here's how I found out. I was sitting in a restaurant near Dallas, Texas, having lunch with some guys, some work buddies, and suddenly the table got quiet and everybody's head turned, and I turned to see what it was, and there she was on TV. Mm-hmm. She is attractive enough that guys stop what they're doing at lunch and turn their heads. And here she is personifying the appearance and the personality of the mean girl. It blows me away.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you knew of her because of an incident before that had nothing to do with what she said. Do you think ESPN did the right thing in just the suspension for a week?
They blew it. And there is no reason for someone who displays this type of character, publicly or private, to be employed. Character is doing the right thing regardless of whether anyone sees you and regardless of whether you are in public or private. And it is okay to forgive someone for a bad act. It can be any of a number of horrible acts, including crimes, and you can have it in your heart to forgive that person. I don't see this as an issue of forgiveness for an employer like ESPN. I see this as a character decision that needs to be made by this network, that a person like this can easily be replaced by somebody with equal or more talent, equal or more attractiveness, and definitely a better personality type.
Yeah, boy, I totally agree with that. Do you think, like so many people have said to me, if she were a man, she would have been fired?
I don't think so. I don't think that would be the case. ESPN has had mostly guys that they've had to suspend in the past, sometimes saying rotten things about their co-anchors, and they've just suspended them. I think people expect a certain amount of what I'm going to describe as blowhard testosterone on ESPN, just like on sports radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run pretty even-keel shows, but you know that in your business, you know that there are consultants who come into these stations and say, guys, you know, you got to stir up the pot
yep.
to get the callers to call
yep.
in. It's a gag to get people to come in. So ESPN kind of expects that blowhardness. I think what happens in this case is she just personifies the stereotype of the mean girl and personifies what you see in movies. But there's a difference between acting and actually being that rotten that you would say that to somebody. I just can't fathom who the individual is that would go on that many tirades. I mean, here are some of the things she said. I'm in the news, sweetheart, and I will effing sue this place. Oh, yeah, that's why I have a degree and you don't. With no education, no skills, just want to clarify that. Do you feel good about your job so that you could be, so I could be a college dropout and I could do something like this? Maybe if I was missing some teeth, you would hire me. Oh, like you're looking so stunning because, look, I'm on TV and you're in the effing trailer. Lose some weight, baby. Who actually says those things in public to another human being, whether you're on camera or not on camera? That's just flawed character. And I worked in TV for 15 years. I worked with people who were rotten but not that rotten. They would chew out the camera crew. They would chew out the teleprompter operator. Man, look, there's no place for that. There are too many nice human beings on the globe who can do the job. ESPN is getting it wrong, and they have a chance to send a message to the world as well as to their employees. You need to be nice to work for us.
Do you think, I totally agree with that, do you think that sometimes when there's more pressure, if the story keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and this one has really cycled around a lot, I mean, she got massive publicity, in a sense, the wrong kind of publicity for this, in the New York Post and the Chicago
yeah.
Tribune, you know, you name any place, Jared, and you know this, everybody was talking about it, sometimes when there's a lot of pressure and it comes back, then they'll change their mind and somebody loses their job. Do you think there's any chance of that?
You know, I've been waiting for that to happen. The New York Post put out a headline. Well, here it is. It says, a sorry excuse for a human being. USA Today, Sports Illustrated, everybody who's anybody wrote about this and said, there's no place for this person. And immediately the hashtag Fire Britt McHenry started trending. But here's what I've noticed. I'm talking about it and you're talking about it, but when you look on Twitter, the number of people talking about it on the hashtag Fire Britt McHenry has sloughed off. And what I'm really waiting to see is whether ESPN thinks, okay, this has died down, we can let it go. If they put her back on the air, the day that her face shows back up, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not the outcry begins again. Because it's calmed down on social media. It hit a peak and a fiery pitch real fast, and then it dropped from the news cycle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I noticed that, too, that it was really tipping the charts. There's no question about it. And then it pulled back a little bit, which sometimes happens because the 140-character world, there's always something else that comes down the pike, and believe
yeah.
it or not. And you know that because it moves so quickly.
And today and tomorrow is Bruce Jenner, you know. Bruce
yeah.
is going to take the headlines as what's trending next.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. From the world of crisis communication, and you said ESPN got it wrong. Why don't they have guys like you on speed dial? Because, I mean, they're a huge corporation. It seems like a lot of times they do get it wrong. And it's like you're talking about blowhard testosterone. Do they have this, hey, we're the kings. Do they have this sort of arrogance about them that it doesn't matter. We'll do what we do and we'll deal with it and move on.
usually it's a money decision more than an ethics decision. What they're looking at is how many people tune in to watch this gal when she's on the air. And I'll use Fox News as an example. If you turn on Fox News, it is blondes, 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 legs, legs, legs. Mm-hmm. Diversity at Fox News is putting a brunette on the air. I saw one the other day. That's a representation of diversity. Sex sells. Sex appeal sells. Putting a gal out there with long legs and a big smile and her blonde hair gets men to tune in. The primary audience, even though there are tons of gals involved in sports, the primary audience at ESPN is skewed heavily toward the male demographic. Yeah. And let's face it, given a choice of what you're going to put on the air to try to bring the guys in, you're going to put whatever has the sex appeal in there. You're going to have a certain number of the blowhard guys who are former jocks and whatever else. But if she's eye candy and bringing people in on this subject, and what's sad for her is she had everything going for her. You know, she is an athlete. She is a soccer star. She knows the sport. She knows it in and out because she's played there, and she can talk about it and be intelligent when talking about soccer. And the good Lord blessed her with her appearance. Man, but when you're that rotten, look, there's somebody else who's also a great soccer player who can also be whatever eye candy ESPN wants and can be just a nice human being.
Yeah, well said.
I think they're just getting it wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're getting it wrong, too. Is there anything that she can do to turn it around? Because I thought it was such a tepid response apology. You know, if you were advising her on the other side of this, hey, people are perceiving you as a mean girl, your humanity is being questioned, is there anything she could do to turn it around?
If she tried to turn it around too fast, it would come across as nothing but a publicity stunt. And it was interesting because somebody sent me a link when they read about it on my blog. Somebody sent me a link and said, look at this. She's supposed to talk to 1,000 kids about bullying. A person like her would need to actually, I think, go to professional therapy to learn that you're not better than someone else because you're on TV. You're not better than somebody else because you went to college. You're not better than somebody else because of your appearance. You're not better because of. What we're seeing here is a DNA that's been boiling up in her DNA for 28 years. It's just her personality, and you can't change the stripes on a tiger or the spots on a leopard. That's her DNA. I don't know what the future holds for her. You and I do a lot of speaking at conferences. I hope she doesn't turn into some motivational speaker who tries to get up there and say she's changed her ways. I don't think she's changed her ways. And what's going to be tough for her is how many other people will record her in a coffee shop or in a nightclub or in a grocery store or getting her hair done to see whether or not this happens again.
Yep.
She's not going to be able to just suppress this overnight. This would require an evolution for her. As a crisis communication guy, I can often provide advice to people. I was asked when the two frat boys were singing the racist songs. I was asked by somebody involved with that, what do these guys need to do? And my advice was, you have to go make amends to the people that you hurt. You have to go into the minority community and apologize, and you have to do works of good deed. That doesn't actually work for her. Going into her community to apologize, what she does need to do is do a heartfelt visit back to the person that she offended. She needs to write a caring letter that says she's sorry. But the tone of her apology that she put on Twitter, for me, is insufficient. I get the impression, like many people in her shoes, they're sorry that they got caught. They're not sorry they committed the act. Given an opportunity not to get caught, they would probably do it again, and I think that's the flaw with her.
Absolutely. Jared Breaux, crisis communications man, guru, etc., thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Always wonderful to talk to you. Bye.
Well, I have heard it said, but I'm a girl with an edge you'd rather not get.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Come on, Maddie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see Star.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamour and stripes, bigger than life.
Sitting in the darkness, what a world to see.
Reviews. We start with the movie that has the most buzz, but yet it's not coming out for a long, long time. That would be Star Wars. So sit back, relax, take the funky glasses off, and take a listen.
Family.
Wow, think of this. A continuation of the saga created by George Lucas 30 years after Star Wars Return of the Jedi. Man, unbelievable. Do you recognize the voice? Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher. Yep, they're all back. This has been talked about for a long, long time. And it's set to come out in December. So they're teasing us all the way through the summer into the fall. And then in December, Star Wars The Force Awakens. All right, in the meantime, here's what you can see this weekend. If you go to the movies, this one called The Age of Adeline.
Ma'am, it says here you were born in 1908. That makes you 45 years old.
That's right.
Adeline Marie Bowman was born on January 1st, 1908. Many years later, she would begin a family of her own. On a cold winter night in 1935, Adeline's life would change forever. In that moment, something incredible happened. Its effect was almost magical. Adeline Bowman will henceforth be immune to the ravages of time. She will never age another day.
I'd like to ask you a few questions, Miss Bowman.
The next time we see each other, we'll have a new identity. I'll always be your mother, and you'll always be my daughter. Happy birthday, Mama.
You look exactly like this old friend of mine. We were very close.
Don't you miss having someone to love? It's not the same when they're still growing old together. Without that love, is just heartbreak.
I'm Alice. Pleasure to meet you. I'll just wait with you.
Thank you, but I'll manage.
Wait. How do we get in touch?
First time I saw you, I knew I had to meet you. And I didn't know when or how, but I knew I would.
It was simple. Thousands of years. You've lived, but you've never had a life.
I don't know how. Tell me something I can hold on to forever and never let go.
Let go.
I've been running for so long.
Adeline!
I don't know how to stop.
Blake Lively, the main character, she is Adeline. You get the gist here. She's a young woman. She was born at the turn of the 20th century, and she's ageless after she has an accident. Can you imagine? So she's got all this sort of solitary life. Then she meets a guy who might be actually worth losing her immortality for. We've seen several scripts like this or movies that were made from scripts in the past. Sometimes they hit, sometimes they miss. Critics who have already seen this, reviewed it, give it out of 10 stars, like a 7 and 7.5 or so, somewhere in that range. I like Blake Lively. And Harrison Ford is also part of this cast. The movie is just under 2 minutes. I'm going to say 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes would be quickie. Under 2 hours. I'm going to say this one may be a movie that you stream. Redbox, get it, Netflix, when it comes out 5 months from now. But it looks like it could be kind of interesting. You know, when you're tired, you're laying on the couch. All right, how about this one, our last one, The Water Diviner.
Princess Hain asked the man why the carpet he wished to sell was so expensive.
Come on, cuddle up! What's the magic word? The one that makes the carpet fly?
Tengu!
That's it, Tengu!
My prince, whoever sits on this carpet may be transported through the air in an instant.
All right, boys, let's get out of here, all together!
Tengu!
With my
my job to steer my boys to manhood. I failed them.
You can find water, but you can't even find your own children.
Three sons killed. That was quite an ordeal for Eliza.
I'll find them, love. I'll find them and I'll bring them home to you.
Your guidebook is out of date.
I didn't come here to sightsee. I'm on my way to Gallipoli.
There's nothing there but ghosts.
Surely you were told this is a restricted zone. It's not safe. I'm sorry, but you can't stay.
Maybe we could help him.
You know what the chances of finding his boys are.
He is the only father who came looking.
Who's the Turk?
Hassan the assassin. Wiped out half my battalion.
We found your sons. Edward and Henry. How on God's earth did you know they'd be there?
Arthur, look after me, brothers. And keep my bloody head down. If this is your son, he was taken prisoner. He did not die here.
So he's alive?
I don't know.
But you hope?
Hope's a necessity where I come from.
The camps are gone.
Go home,
Mr. Connor.
Nobody will tell me what Franklin Campbell's an officer.
I will rise with you.
I promised their mother I would find them and bring them home.
I measure a man by how much he loves his children, not by what the world has done to them.
If you do find your son, what will you say to him?
Water Diviner, pretty interesting. Russell Crowe, one of the main actors, you could hear him weaved throughout that, one of the main characters in this one. And it took a while to get it to the screen. This is one of those movies that's going to find kind of an independent audience, I think, when I say that, because it's not a giant mainstream movie. So, you know, it's trying to find its audience in America. Will it find its audience? You know, that's kind of the question as to whether it will. But it's the directorial debut of Russell Crowe, and it's all about symbolism. It's about storytelling, cultural empathy, as it was described to me, a grieving father stoically bulldozing his way through Turkey in search of the three sons missing in action after World War I. Could be interesting. If you go and see a movie, send me your own cheap review to americatonight.net, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.